This is an iHeart podcast.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. We're going to dig into America's foreign policy here in just a second. I made a prediction, and yeah, it's turning out to be true. All that, emails, we'll talk about drinking moonshine, Democrats falling asleep in committee, and so much more on the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about something serious here, because as you just heard, Trump is realigning America. Realigning us as it pertains to foreign policy. Brandon Weikert just came on and he laid out for us, hey, we're backing away from the Middle East. We're backing away from these places. We are pulling back. We're done with this. We're not going to be pushed into war here. We're not. So, understandably, there are some people on our side. I'm not talking about the filthy communists, but there are people on our side who are concerned about that, who question that, who even just flat out disagree with that. That's a mistake. America needs to be involved. We have to continue to push our influence all over the world. And there are people who think like that. Maybe you think like that. And it's totally fine to think like that. I want to be clear about that. Foreign policy, as I've said a million times, foreign policy is complicated. Always has been complicated. Always will be complicated. Very rarely is there a clear black and white. This is always right and that is always wrong. That's not how it works. People change, governments change, borders, interests. It's a very, very complicated thing. The only foreign policy, as I've told you, the only foreign policy I think is flat out evil and wrong, and you can flat out go screw yourself if this is what you believe, is the chicken hawk foreign policy. That is... You, as a politician, you want boots on the ground everywhere, but you and no one you love is at risk of dying. That is the only one I find completely unacceptable. Other than that, I don't care. Believe what you believe. Whatever, believe what you believe. But let me talk to you if you're concerned about us pulling back. Because again, like I said, it's understandable. Why? How did we get here? Well, legitimacy. We've had several talks before about legitimacy. Trust, we could put it that way, but legitimacy, trust. The trust in institutions, the trust in people, that it is so incredibly critical. And once trust is lost, it's almost impossible to earn back. Why do you think you've seen the media go just way over the top trying to rehash Joe Biden's mental health? Haven't you found that a little odd that that's in the news all the time now? Biden's gone. I mean, I can bring it up, but why do they keep bringing it up? Why won't they shut up about it all the time?
He is among the people that are responsible for this. The leaders of the Democratic Party, the staff of the White House, and I have to say,
why is this in the news? Why? Look, it's not just media members. Democrat politicians are getting hounded by media members, and they're having to talk about it all the time.
Did you really not have any idea that he was not fit to serve a second term?
Casey, we're looking forward. We have the largest Medicaid cut in front of us. We have the...
Was it just him? Hakeem Jeffries.
Why should voters trust Democrats when it's clear so many in your party went to great lengths to keep Biden's condition hidden from the public?
I can't tell you what happened between George Clooney and...
Why is the media acting like that? Why are Democrats answering like that? Let me tell you why. Because they are now aware they have a serious legitimacy crisis from the Joe Biden cover-up. They're looking at it now, and they're finally looking. They're looking at poll numbers. They're looking at public opinion polls, and they're finding out the American people have pulled back and pulled away because of that issue. And they understand legitimacy matters. Speaking of legitimacy, we'll get back to foreign policy. John Roberts is out there, Chief Justice John Roberts, whining about criticisms of the court.
So how do you handle criticism of your court or your opinions?
I don't read it. No. First of all, it's a good thing. And I'm not being I'm sincere. It is a good thing. So long as it's not, you know, trashing the justices. But the court has obviously made mistakes throughout its history. And those should be criticized. So long as it is in terms of the decision, really, and not ad hominem against the justices. I just think that doesn't do any good.
Why? Why is John Roberts all of a sudden doing a publicity tour for the court? Well, I mean, you can criticize some decisions. Just don't criticize it. Why? He knows the same thing we were just talking about. The Supreme Court has a legitimacy crisis. They step in when they shouldn't step in. They don't step in when they should. When the Supreme Court won't immediately stop judges from stopping deportations, the American people start to look around and say, well, why do we even need a Supreme Court? You've heard me say flat out, the Supreme Court should be ignored. You think they don't hear that? They hear that. They have a crisis on their hands. And the crisis is not that people disagree with them. The crisis is legitimacy is disappearing. That's so much worse than disagreement. People think they shouldn't exist at all. Now let's come back to foreign policy because that's what we're talking about. If you are concerned about America pulling back, that's a legitimate concern. But it is really, really, really important for you to understand America's adventuring foreign policy-wise for decades and decades and decades, but more specifically during the GWAT, during the Global War on Terror, America's foreign adventuring has cost it. It has cost our government specifically the trust of the American people when it comes to foreign involvement in things. If you look at something, well, let's just address something Brandon Weikert said in a vacuum. Let's talk about Trump. He's probably going to pull back from Israel. He doesn't want to back Israel in a war with Iran. And maybe that's something that upsets you. Okay, again, that's a very legitimate thing to get upset about. I got that. But you really have to understand what brought us here. We invaded Afghanistan. And for 20 years, we fought a war and our men died and women died and were maimed. And American commanders could not even give us a clear mission. And at the end of it, we just friggin' left in the most embarrassing fashion in the world and left all our weapons there. You heard what Brandon Weikert said about Iraq. A little bit of a gut punch for me personally, I'll be honest. Not that I'm surprised. Iraq is just kind of a defunct nation that's nothing now. How many lives did we lose? How many people did we lose? And it was all for what? What? What's Iraq now? It's nothing. It was all for nothing. When you do that, for whatever reason, maybe your reasons were great or whatever, but when you do that, you slowly but surely will erode the trust of the American people. You will erode your own legitimacy. And now the American people, really on every side, this applies to the left, the right, and the middle, the American people, every poll shows it. We don't want to get involved anymore. It doesn't matter what the conflict is, where the conflict is. You can see, and look, if you follow these polls like I do, it's slow and steady. The American people are done. They are done foreign adventuring, which is why the real lesson in this for all of us, because it's a lesson for you and your personal life, your business life, for me, my personal life, my business life, you only have so much legitimacy. And if you choose to abuse the trust somebody gives you, if you abuse that trust after a long enough period of time, it won't matter what your excuses are. It won't matter what your reasons are, what your arguments are. Once the trust is gone, the trust is gone. The American people do not have any trust that the American government will prosecute any foreign entanglement in a way that is quick and decisive and in America's best interests. They believe the American government will get stuck in some horrible foreign conflict without a clear mission, will lose people, we will lose money, we will lose all kinds of things, and in the end, we will have gained nothing and have lost a bunch. And the American people are they're perfectly justified in thinking that way. If you are somebody angry that America is realigning itself as far as foreign policy goes, look to the people who led us into disastrous war after disastrous war, and that's where you lay the blame. Did these people really think there was going to be an endless appetite for it? How insanely naive. All right. Let's talk about impeachment really quick. Then we'll do some emails. I haven't got to any of those. Let me talk to you about Pure Talk real quick first. Listen, we have to continue to put our money where our morals are. Did you see the CEO or the one of the founders of Ben and Jerry's, Ben Cohen is his name, was acting like a dirty communist idiot, got thrown out of Congress today? These companies, they fund the people who hate the country. AT&T hates this place. Verizon, T-Mobile, they hate this place. Switch to Pure Talk. Pure Talk loves the country. I got an email already. Jesse, I was just on the phone with Pure Talk. They speak English. It was amazing. Listen, this is I called Pure Talk today. This is from Jackson. And talked with some questions. Not only was the customer service lady very friendly, she spoke and understood English. They hire Americans at Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yeah, I'm talking about this little speech. This is just, it's one little tidbit of a lot of what Trump has been saying recently on his overseas tour. And a lot of people love this. A lot of people hate it. But I'm trying to explain the American people are ready for this, courtesy of all of our prior mistakes.
In recent years, far too many American presidents have been afflicted with the notion that it's our job to look into the souls of foreign leaders and use U.S. policy to dispense justice for their sins. They loved using our very powerful military, and now it's really the most powerful it's ever been. We just are getting a budget approved, $1 trillion, highest budget we've ever had in history for military, $1 trillion. And we're getting the greatest missiles, the greatest weapons. And, you know, I hate to do it, but you have to do it because we believe in peace through strength. You have to have the strength. Otherwise, bad things could happen. But hopefully, we'll never have to use any of those weapons. Seems to be an awfully big waste of money if you're never going to use them, but hopefully we'll never have to use them because the destructive power of some of those weapons
we got it. But he's been giving these speeches about we're going to pull back. You can govern yourself. I'm not going to go back on all the things he said to Saudi Arabia yesterday. There's a reason the American people are ready for it. You know what I'm ready for? Little Jesse Kelly flashback. This is from 2022.
Whoever the next guy is, whether it's Trump again or Heavy D or whoever it turns out to be, if they're actually going to be system disruptors, they'll make even more noise the next time than they did the last time. You do understand, fellas, you might want to write this one down for a long prediction. You do understand the next GOP president is going to be impeached, right? That this is now a thing. If Democrats gain control of the House of Representatives under a GOP president, he will be impeached. Guaranteed. End of story. No questions asked. We don't live in the country we had. The next 40 years, 50 years, will look nothing like the last 40 or 50 years. We're going to have to make adjustments. You are and I am. And we're going to have to learn to embrace the chaos.
And see, you know, this Shiri Tandar, he already announced today.
Resolution impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors. Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited.
Is that going to go anywhere now? No, of course not. But believe me, they're going to bring it up if we lose the House at the midterms. And the lesson was for the GOP. It wasn't for you. I was screaming at the GOP to impeach Joe Biden. And they didn't want to, well, we don't want to act like them. Times have changed. This Tandahar guy was going off about his impeachment stuff.
Said, nobody has said to me, Mr. Tandahar, the seven articles of impeachment that you presented to the U.S. Congress, they're piece of shit. You know, they're not good. You missed the point. They're not legally right. He didn't do that. No one says that.
And he said this.
But they talk about my hair. They talk about my hair. They talk about my appearance. They talk about where I was born. They talk about everything, my looks. They talk about my age. They talk about why I should be deported back.
And this.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
Scary stuff. Let's do some emails. Oracle, on Tuesday's show, you said the Episcopal Church was the Church of Satan. I was baptized in this church as a young child, but I haven't attended in a long time. What happened to them? What did I miss? Please enlighten me. Feel free to use my name. My name is Kyle. Well, the Episcopal Church, as you may remember, they're back in the news because they've decided they're no longer doing any refugee help now that white people are involved. Don't think that's my words. Allow me to introduce you to a bishop in the Episcopal Church, Sean Rowe.
We can't be ourselves in the Episcopal Church and take the step of resettling white Afrikaners from South Africa. Our church has a long commitment to racial justice and reconciliation. And we have historic ties with the Anglican Church of South Africa. Desmond Tutu is a part.
What happened to them? I'll tell you this, and this can be hard for Christians to hear, but I think you'll know it's true. Christians themselves are uniquely vulnerable to communist infiltration. They are. And it's not that there's a single lesson in the Bible that is wrong, but it can be interpreted wrong, and it can be abused by evil people. And communists realized this a long, long time ago, that they can take all that, you know, love your neighbor stuff, love your neighbor as yourself, you know, all the teachings of Jesus, and they can use that for their own purposes. They can take their evil, demonic, communist ways, conquer churches, conquer segments of the church, and turn the church instead of being a force that stands against communism, which is what it should be and what it historically is, instead of standing against communism, they can turn it, they can manipulate it and warp it into something that actually aids communism. And you can get the nicest, kindest, most genuine person in the world thinking he's following the word of God by destroying his country and his community. I'll give you a great example of this. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration in the United States. Recipients have done the improbable, showing immense bravery and sacrifice in the name of something much bigger than themselves.
This medal is for the men who went down that day. It's for the families of those who didn't make it.
I'm J.R. Martinez. I'm a U.S. Army veteran myself, and I'm honored to tell you the stories of these heroes on the new season of Medal of Honor: Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. From Robert Blake, the first Black sailor to be awarded the medal, to Daniel Daly, one of only 19 people to have received the Medal of Honor twice. These are stories about people who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor, going above and beyond the call of duty. You'll hear about what they did, what it meant, and what their stories tell us about the nature of courage and sacrifice. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986... Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Remember, I've been talking to you along the same lines of what we were just talking about how Christianity, Christians, they are vulnerable to communist infiltration because the words of God can be manipulated by evil people for evil deeds. And remember, I've been talking to you about how white churches in this country do it. Black church, I just played you that white nerd with the Episcopal church. I've talked to you about how black churches in this country do it. The black liberation theology churches, Letitia James gets busted by the law and you get speeches about how I'm covered by the blood. Remember that mayor of Newark who got arrested Listen to this.
You know, but we fight the giant, and all I got is a rock and a rat and a couple of smooth stones.
The audio is absolutely garbage and way worse than I thought it was going to be. He's standing in a church comparing himself to David in the David and Goliath story, and it's all about politics. The Christian church with the all are welcome, come as you are, love your neighbor, love a stranger. These are, by the way, these are good things, can be manipulated into bad things. I'll tell you this little story. This is the one I really wanted to tell you. Terrible story. There was a family we knew when I was a child. I would guess I was a teenager, I think. Yeah, definitely a teenager. I think I was a freshman. Yep. This family, they were wonderful people. It was a father, mother, still married. They had a boy and a girl. And their kids were a little younger than me. I would say 8 and 9, but don't quote me on that. A little younger than me. And they were seriously the most wonderful, devoutly Christian people I've ever known in my life. Some of the most wonderful, devoutly Christian people I've ever known in my life. If you needed something, they would give you the shirt off their back. And they wanted to do what Jesus wanted them to do. Now, a man came to town. And this man, actually, in the defense of this couple, the man was introduced at our church. He was introduced as kind of a traveling missionary type. And the church said they were going to raise him some money because he was traveling and he was out there doing missionary work and all this stuff sounded great. Church asked if he could stay with somebody for a week. Now, I met this guy at the church, and I was a teenage boy. Not exactly the most intuitive, highly intelligent teenage boy either, as you can imagine. He creeped me out immediately. Immediately. I was like, something doesn't feel right there. Something doesn't feel right there. Family takes him in. Ends up, the guy hurt their son while they were out one day. Now, I was a young teenage boy. I think I was 14. I smelled creep on this guy from across the room. But two wonderful Christian people just trying to do what is right and good couldn't smell it because evil can manipulate that. You ask about the Episcopal Church. Hey, don't feel bad if you were born in Episcopal or something like that. This is in the regular non-denominational churches, Lutheran churches, Methodist churches, Southern Baptist churches, they got all kinds of problems, Catholic churches, Mormon churches. Chris is complaining during the break. He said, you should see the Jews. And Chris is complaining about synagogues. I don't think it's unique to you or whatever your particular belief system is. But when people have a belief system that calls on them to care for others and to do good, evil men will look at that belief system and find a way to manipulate it for their own purposes. That's what happened. And it continues to happen right now. Dear Jesse, I know you're a big history buff. I've never been one. I've found it quite boring, in fact. But you have a way of dumbing it down and making it interesting. Thanks for being the history teacher I never had. I think you would make an excellent pastor if the Lord ever called you to be. Thanks for making my commute something I look forward to. I'm not qualified to be anybody's pastor, brother. My only note on history is not names, dates, and locations. The reason people think they don't like history is they think it's names, dates, and locations. History is stories. It's people. It's drama. It's action. It's war and romance and peace and that's what history is. I have marveled forever at Hollywood when they say they're, quote, out of ideas. Dude, get a hold of me, Hollywood. I don't even need paid for the thing. I'll give you 100 epic movies that would shatter box office records, and they're all history movies. You don't even have to manipulate it. The story's just right there. Just laid out for you right there. All right. I'm going to play this. This is the vice DNC chair ripping David Hogg. It's just, I'm sorry. David Hogg's a filthy street communist, and I take great joy in this.
And every article that has been written so far about what's going on has completely incorrectly, with David's support, made this story about the Democratic Party getting David. He even sent out an op-ed saying, this is the first step of the Democratic Party pushing me out. We have spent now weeks talking about one person, not about what the party needs to do, but talking about one person. And now, as this new thing has happened.
One of the greatest things about communists is watching them have to suffer with other communists. And every time there's a communist organization, there will inevitably be backstabbing and viciousness and power struggles, and people will get hurt. And it happens because you're all savages. That guy's a savage too. You're all savages. And so it's never run right. It's always a disaster. And it has been this way since the inception of communism. And I, for one, cannot get enough of it. I hope you keep it up. I hope Jasmine Crockett stays on TV too.
Well, I mean, this all just happened over the weekend, so we go back into session tomorrow. But okay. What I will tell you is that we are standing 10 toes down for our members. Listen, we have jobs, and unlike some other people, say the big guy in the White House who has spent 25% of his time golfing, we actually care about our jobs, and we are trying to serve the American people, and we have a duty of oversight over these agencies, and knowing that they are literally just kidnapping people off of.
Let's have another talk about that word, shall we? Don't roll your eyes, Chris. Listen, you should ban literally from your vocabulary altogether. And maybe you're yelling right now and saying that, Jesse, but it's appropriate sometimes. Listen, an alcoholic, someone who struggles with alcohol. Maybe that's you. If you're somebody who struggles with alcohol, you should not have a beer, not just a drink. Now, if you're somebody who doesn't struggle with alcohol, have a beer, have a whiskey, enjoy it. But somebody who has abused it obviously can be sucked into abusing it again. And so they should avoid it altogether. The exact same thinking should be with literally in our society itself. Literally did have a meaning, and it did have a purpose. But ever since teenage girls started running the country, now everybody, men, women, old, young, they have to use literally 8 times a sentence. I will never understand it. It drives me crazy. It makes you sound like a valley girl. Stop using that word. It's overused, and it's got to stop. And your pain has to stop, too. That's why you should get a hold of Relief Factor and get some. You see, Relief Factor is 100% drug-free supplement. But look, supplements, what does that mean? What does it do? Take the pain out of your life. The physical pain that grinds you down. You know why you have that pain? You have that pain because of inflammation. Your body's already trying to fight the inflammation. The pain's still there because your body needs help. Help is on the way. You want to get that help? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. They'll sell you a 3-week quick start for $19.95. It's 3 weeks of it. If it doesn't work, if you don't feel better after 3 weeks, just know that don't ever call back. Trust me, they're not going to harass you. It works. You'll call back. Everyone else does. ReliefFactor.com or 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We will, of course, be back tomorrow. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did you see 21 people were dead in India after drinking moonshine? We got a statement on it.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
That's what moonshine will do to you. I tell you, I had moonshine once, Chris. Ever tell you that story? Look, did I pay tax on it? Buddy, it was made in somebody's bathtub. No. Oh, it was real moonshine. So let me tell you this little story. I will leave out names and dates, but I'm friends with people who the law could be such a gray area. All right. So I have been friends at various points in my life with people who maybe walk on the line a little bit. And one of them ran moonshine, black market moonshine. This is 10 years ago, I'd say. And guy tells me, hey, I got a bottle of the, quote, good stuff. He said, we were getting ready to go out that night. It was after work. We were coworkers. And he said, let's come back. I want you to be able to finally try this. Now, maybe you're thinking this was the white lightning tastes like battery acid moonshine. And I've had that before, too. He said, and that's what I told him. I said, I don't want that. That sounds horrible. He said, no, this is apple pie. I said, oh, okay, apple pie. It's going to be harsh and awful. He said, Jesse, we know what we're doing. Trust me. I said, okay. I go back to his apartment. There were like five of us there. And he starts handing out these wee little glasses of it. Wee little. It wasn't even what I would probably call a shot of moonshine. And this is at a time in my life where I definitely could drink. I don't drink really much anymore. But back then, I could drink like a fish. So I actually said to him, dude, what is this? Give me a decent amount of the moonshine. This isn't even a shot. He said, no, just try it. I hammered down this thing. It was the smoothest. It was cinnamon apple. Smoothest, most delicious thing. I swear you could give it to a child. Please don't do that, by the way. I swear you could give it to a child and a child would drink it is how good it was. And so I gave it back and I said, oh, dude, that was really good. Give me some more. He said, nah, why don't we just sit on that for a little while? I said, okay. Man, 10, 15 minutes? It's not like I started falling over. Again, it was at a time in my life where I was drinking way too much, but my face started feeling hot. And I started feeling all kinds of not 100% sober. I'll put it to you that way. But yes, I had the real stuff, Chris. Now, it wasn't like the Indians. What, Chris, what? Do I still have said connection? Chris, buddy, we can't traffic in illegal moonshine, okay? That's exactly what you're asking. You want some. Anyway, we'll talk after the show. Yes, of course, I still know him and we're friends. Anyway, we'll get some after the show, Chris. Don't worry about it. I want to defend Democrats for a second, as I promised I would at the very beginning of the show. Before I defend Democrats, let's save a baby's life really fast. Let's give something to preborn tonight. Tonight seems like a good night, doesn't it? Roe versus Wade got overturned. 65 million babies have been killed in this country. And yet, thousands still die every day. How is that possible? Well, the abortion pill. The abortion pill has made access to abortion as easy as a telehealth meeting. So half the abortions in the country take place, get this, in someone's home. They're taking these horrible pills. It's just awful. How do we fight back against evil that's that accessible? Preborn. Find that young lady and offer her a free ultrasound. She'll accept it. When she does, if she does, I should say, she'll choose life. Preborn has these clinics set up across the country giving these ultrasounds out. $28 is what that ultrasound costs. Give them $28 if you can. If you can. It's all tax deductible. Give them whatever you can. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. Now, Democrats are getting a lot of garbage today because there's a hilarious video going around showing them falling asleep in Congress. And my defense of them is this. I have been in committee meetings more than once in Congress. It's only been two or three times. I don't want to act like I've done it a bunch, but visiting friends or back there for other reasons. I've been in these meetings. Don't Don't think for a second that it's all the fireworks you see on television where this guy is yelling at this guy and that guy is yelling at this guy. And we're arguing with Christopher Wray. Most of these meetings are brutally boring. It's Dr. Nerd. They flew him in because he wants to discuss the calcium buildup in grasshopper wings in Mongolia, and he's going to sit and break down his... And it sucks. I want you to know, being in Congress would suck. And if you're not in Congress, be happy you're not in Congress. Now, don't get me wrong, I want you to run. I hope you run and get a seat in Congress one day, but when you get there, you'll know it sucks. And everybody, every friend I have who's in Congress reinforces this notion that it's brutally, brutally boring. It's basically school. Remember how horrible school was? It's school without getting to have fun with your friends afterwards. That's what it is. It's horrible. What, Chris, what? Do I think they don't have secret drinking and smoking rooms? Yes, I know they have those. Chris, I've been in those rooms, okay? So I guess it was kind of like school. But all the people there are lame. It's not fun like your friends from school. They all suck.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Germany aims to have Europe's strongest conventional army, according to their chancellor. And that has historically worked out really well for the rest of the world. Trump's economy defies gloom and doom expectations as he notches more key trade deals. It'll be very interesting what happens in the midterms if the economy happens to start churning and burning again. Democrats really might be in trouble. Trende Aragua gangbangers at ICE facility barricade themselves and threaten to take hostages after spelling out SOS in the prison yard. This is why I've been crying out to purchase Greenland for prison camps over there. You can spell SOS, you can do whatever you'd like in your frozen hellscape prison camp, or you can go back to the dump you came from. Michigan man is arrested and charged with attempting to attack military base on behalf of ISIS. Michigan man. Let's see, what was this guy's name? Anmar Abdulmajad Muhammad Saeed. Man, I wonder what part of Michigan he's from. Exclusive Pakistan Chinese-made jet brought down two Indian fighter aircraft, U.S. officials say. We reached out to India for a statement. This is what they had to say.
You will go to Bangkok Palace. Now there is a new Maharaja. And again, the palace has the power of the dark light. It is that place. Kill my people.
Dark stuff. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.